This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
For many years, doctors have received bonuses for adherence to the latest drug therapy protocol. Drugs that are known to be dangerous, such as statins and antidepressants. And now we know that insurance companies are paying doctors to fully vaccinate your children. This incentive program for vaccinating babies can be found in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Doctor Incentives booklet and specifies that every patient under the age of 2 that receives the currently prescribed 24 inoculations is worth a $400 payout to that doctor. For further motivation, they get paid by the 100, and they have to vaccinate a certain percentage of their total patients, or they don't get anything. Blue Cross Blue Shield say that a doctor needs to vaccinate 63% of their patients in order to qualify. The average American pediatrician has about 1,500 patients, and would have to have at least 945 of them fully vaccinated in order to get paid anything. At 40,000 for every 100, this works out to $360,000. This is why most pediatricians won't provide care for families who don't completely submit to the latest childhood vaccine protocol. We are talking over $250,000, which is more than the average pediatrician's yearly salary. Research shows that an unvaccinated child's risk of death increases by over 5,000%. When they receive the current vaccine schedule. And doctors are now beginning to use virtual reality to help them administer these poisons to children who instinctively know better.
Tite da agulha? Tem uma agulhinha. Tem, mas é pequenininha. Mãe tá aqui pra te ajudar.
Não quero, eu não quero.
Tudo bem, Luigi? Você gosta de super-herói?
Primeiro o pólen de gelo. É bem rapidinho. Vem cá, peraí. Uhum. Pronto. Agora o fruto de fogo. Mas ó, vamos lá. Bem rapidinho. Peraí. Deixa eu pegar aqui. Vai, escudinho. Vai, escudinho. Funciona, funciona, funciona. Obrigada, obrigada.
Caramba, filho. O que você acha disso?
É a primeira vez que eu vejo em 15 anos da minha atuação profissional com vacinas que a realidade virtual pode transferir a dor em entretenimento.
Ele chorou em todas que ele tomou desde que ele nasceu. E dessa vez não. Até achei que ele ia dar um showzinho aqui hoje.
Porque quando eu era pequena tinha medo, mas agora não tem mais nada.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And
of Xtendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Xtendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Xtendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Xtendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Xtendivite today. Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back on this live Sunday transmission. So, as we can see with the Islamists protesting all over the Western world, what happens in Israel has a big effect on us. And when our governments bring in unchecked, uncontrolled numbers of these people, they know exactly what it's going to do. Here's the headlines. Erdogan threatens to declare war on Israel and send military to Gaza in chilling warning. Netanyahu quotes the Bible, says exterminate men, women, children, and all their animals. Palestinian death toll has risen past 8,000, Gaza's health minister says. Missiles every minute, buildings crushed, and roaring tanks on the brutal front lines of Israel's invasion. Israel sends elite troops into Gaza Strip for long war. Then all the videos of millions of Muslims marching inside the Western world. And you heard Benjamin Netanyahu, you've heard Biden, this is America and the West war. And you heard the leader of Turkey, undoubtedly the most powerful Muslim nation, with nuclear weapons, member of NATO, saying it is the West that's doing this, it is the West that's the enemy, and it's the West that's going to pay when he knows he's got armies of Islamists that if he gives the order, will start shooting and bombing and killing. Figure it out yet? Look at this headline. We'll show this video. London has fallen. Let's show the overhead shot. And it can't get back up. Meanwhile, leftists take over Grand Central Station, all wearing their masks and all their stuff. And again, I don't like what's happening in Gaza, but I'm not with these people that literally support what Hamas did. Then there's footage of New Yorkers getting mad at the left, pulling down the signs of kidnapped Israelis. And, of course, they're anti-free speech. There's a base take on politically going along with this in World War III, base take a potential World War III draft. I forgot to ask the crew, though. He cusses some. Did we bleep that out? Yeah, let's do that, because any clip I send you has got to be bleeped. Yeah. So, once we bleep that out, we'll do that. So, that's some of the news we've got on that front. I'll play that clip once we have it. But it's all very, very upsetting because we know what's coming next in all this. Here's Reuters. U.S. halts exports of most civilian firearms for 90 days, declares an emergency. Just like we saw the governor in New Mexico declared an emergency, and people said, well, she's not going to get away with it. Well, she didn't. But Biden is so far. What does exports of U.S. guns have to do? It was Obama who shipped hundreds of thousands of guns in Fast and Furious into Mexico that were then shipped to ISIS. That came out in Congress. That's confirmed. That was guns illegally shipped out. How is legal export to legal gun shops around the world that have incredible restrictions, how is that going to stop what's happening in the Middle East? No. In fact, the Commerce Department didn't give a reason when they did this. They just did it. And they said it may be indefinite. U.S. halts export of most civilian firearms for 90 days. So America doesn't have many exports, but it was oil. They've now cut that way back. And it's been ammunition and firearms. Well, now that's being cut back, even though most of it gets sold to foreign governments. Pretty big deal on that front. You know, I predicted Friday, it wasn't a hard prediction that they'd find that the supposed shooter in Maine, I say supposed, he was never found guilty. I haven't seen real proof. I'm not saying he didn't. But the alleged shooter would be found somewhere shot dead in the head. He was found inside a industrial park, inside a industrial container box with a bullet hole to his head. But I want to get to this report. It's about 7 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but war and terrorism will be the cover after COVID. The COVID cover-up program, wars and terrorist attacks. I said, how are they going to cover up what's happened? Well, they released COVID out of the lab and the poison shots they came out with. And these are clips. Some of these clips go back over 3 years. And I clearly said they're going to need a bigger crisis to cover up what they've done and a bigger crisis to cover up this current crisis. Netanyahu said, oh, we'll investigate why there was a stand down and why it was a 7 hours. We had helicopters 10 minutes away or closer with gunships. But now he says this is a long war. This is going to go for years. And all these other countries are getting involved. So, you know, we don't know when this is going to end. So now we can't investigate that. I don't know why Israel stood down. I don't know if they were setting Netanyahu up. I don't know if he was involved in it. But there was a stand down. And the majority of Israelis, like 80-something percent, agree with that. So while we dehumanize the Gazans and say they're all in one group, or we dehumanize Israel and say they're all in one group, the vast majority of Jews in Israel think there was a stand down. I mean, again, the fix is in. This is part of a bigger, larger maneuver. But here's a compilation of clips going back as early as 2020. Wow, they got clips from January 2020. Here it is. This is not the only crisis that we're going to face this year. We're going to face economic problems that come from this and uncertainty. We're going to face military crises, and we're going to face cultural and spiritual crises, and we're going to see the UN further throw third world populations at borders. I said they'd call for a Marshall Plan in Ukraine. We are not just here talking about what they've already done to us. We must ask ourselves, how would they carry out such a mass extermination operation that's already killed millions worldwide with these deadly shots? How would they get away with this? And the answer is a massive financial collapse, a war. The deep state knows America woke up to it. The deep state knows there's a political realignment. The deep state knows the people of the world are done with them. They know we're rejecting the Great Reset. So what are they going to do? They're going to stage terror attacks and provocateur terror attacks. How is the system going to get away with this? This is so big. Because they're going to launch a nuclear war or something, folks. They're going to launch something 10 times bigger. They got something else up their sleeve. A crisis so big, you'll look back on this like it was pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving. This is not the only crisis that we're going to face this year. We're going to face economic problems that come from this and uncertainty. We're going to face military crises, and we're going to face cultural and spiritual crises, and we're going to see the UN further throw third world populations at borders of the West and attempt to break the West in a massive Cloward and Piven maneuver to then bring in a worldwide call for a planetary Marshall Plan. Remember that. I said they called for a Marshall Plan in Ukraine, a Marshall Plan in Iraq. It's the term they always use, a corporate global takeover. You're going to be hearing for a worldwide Marshall Plan. And now it's an exodus of all the top scientists. They're not going to be caught involved in this. I mean, they're like, because see, they're smart. They're like, how is the system going to get away with this? This is so big. Because they're going to launch a nuclear war or something, folks. And that's the bad news. You think we're winning this fight? No, we're not. They're going to launch something 10 times bigger. Bigger bio attack, turn off the electricity, nuclear war, I don't know. Get right with Jesus. But see, it could unravel quicker and we could just arrest the globalists and it could all stop. And that's our chance. And I don't mean we're going to do it. I'm talking about the political establishment if you're not suicidal. Because if you guys think you're all going to be safe in bunkers while the robots wipe us all out in phase three of this, you're idiots. You are committing suicide in this fight with us. We got the jump on your ass. You still ran the play. Comprende? You understand that?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A year and a half ago, 2 years ago, this is now 2 years ago, a few months, three, 4 months before Russia invaded. So I think it'll invade by the end of end of February. That was for a lot of research, and that indeed happened. So, again, it's like they flipped the switch, and the war with Russia exploded. The war in the Middle East exploded. This is just the beginning. We've got the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, saying we're probably going to have a new depression. Or he said worse than the depression. And as long as the globalists think they can get away with all this, they're going to do it. As long as they think you're going to sit there and buy it and are stupid, they're going to do it. And that's where we are. And then I look at stories like this. Morgan Freeman is probably the most prolific actor in history. He's been in something like 500 movies. He does voiceovers. He's everywhere. And the point is, nothing against Morgan Freeman. He is a hired gun. You pay Morgan Freeman, he goes out and says it. Well, he's on a speaking tour right now, just like all the rest of the globalists, saying the world as we know it's going to end. There's about to be a giant cataclysm and depopulation. In fact, humanity probably won't make it. There'll be no humans soon. Now, we've seen that, and we've heard that from AOC and Beto O'Rourke and Al Gore and the Extinction Rebellion and Greta Thunberg and all the usual suspect mouthpieces. But he went on The View, and I've got a transcript of it right here, and just said, yeah, humans are bad for the Earth. The end of humanity is basically here. We're all going to be gone soon. They are pre-programming you for the end of the world right now. And then they're cutting off the fertilizer, cutting off the energy, cutting off the food to the third world, collapsing it. The survivors flood us. They then collapse us. And the wars and the cyber attacks and the poison shots are going to finish us off. And defunding the police and all the massive crime, making tens of thousands of businesses and stores every few months. Something like a third of the businesses shut down under COVID, never came back. Now they're saying because of the crime, another 20-30% are already gone. That's half the businesses are gone. And 80%+ of people work for small businesses. Yeah, it's like 14% work for the federal government. Maybe 5% work for big corporations. There's not many big ones. You know, the word big sounds like it's big. They're actually small for the number of employees. And 80% plus was small businesses. Half of that's gone in the last 3.5 years. Half of it. And once they've got you, they can do anything they want to you. And that's why they say you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And all over the Western world, they've already done it in Sri Lanka and places. The IMF and World Bank comes in and gives the leaders billions of dollars to then shut off the economy and stop producing food. World rice production's down massively. Fertilizer's down almost 30%. I mean, one of those events is going to cause mass riots and civil unrest because, again, we still have discretionary income here in the Western world. Even the poorest Americans are doing better than people in other third world countries. And they've got different actuaries, different sociological studies. But when half your discretionary income is being spent on food and energy, energy's for your machines, food's for you, it's energy for machines and creatures. They're telling folks in the UK and Canada, get rid of your dog in Canada, you don't have money. They're teaching you to have a lower standard of living. So when you get to around half of the public, it's about half the public, not the full population, spending around half their money on energy and on food, you get riots, civil unrest, and collapse. You get depression. Because people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year are responsible for the vast majority of getting haircuts, getting different work done on their car, work done on their house, all those different services. That's what feeds down into the working class and everybody else. And then when the working class doesn't get money because the middle class doesn't have money, it's over. And so we've entered that area of the paradigm now, and it's just unspeakable. And I gave you some basic numbers. The numbers vary country to country, region to region, but they're all basically the same. When half your population is spending half its money on energy and food, you get explosions. And that's important to know because there's 170-something countries, and over 100 of them live basically hand-to-mouth, make $5, $10 a day if they're lucky. You know, the lowest level is like a dollar a day if they have a job. But $10, $15 a day, and when they spend most of that on food and energy, and energy just means cooking oil to cook their maybe one meal of the day. When they don't get the meal of the day, or it's not enough to feed the family, and they don't have cooking oil to heat the meal, things explode. Now, that's on the super low end, but that's, depending on the numbers, 10, 20% of the population is literally at starvation level. And then it just goes up from there. But Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, many areas of Asia, this is a death sentence for these people. So we can sit back and, you know, hear Israel say, everybody in Gaza are animals, and we're going to quote Isaiah, and they all deserve to die. In fact, we're going to kill their animals as well. You say, okay, well, they attacked Israel, kill their children, they deserve it. I'm not saying that. That's what Netanyahu said. I played it last hour. Well, what about people in poor areas of Latin America or Africa or Asia or the Middle East? Do they? I mean, you really think just via policy cutting off fertilizer because it's quote good for the earth, which it's not? Then that happens. You can kind of sit back and say, well, there's too many third world people. You can play along with Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates' thought, and say, let's just kill them. But they're not just planning to kill them. The military-age men that can rob and steal and survive and then get to a UN refugee center are coming here, and they're pissed. So I think everybody can plot this out. You're not going to have to wait long either. You already see the breakdown. I drove into work today in South Austin, and it was a nice, beautiful day. As I drove down the industrial park side road, I saw a group of three Chinese men, so busy I didn't get to work, didn't pull over, didn't get footage. But I know military-style men. I know what, you know, guys in the PLA, I know people in the Chinese military look like. I know what different military people look like. And I said, oh, those are Chinese soldiers in their jogging suits running down 71 on the access road sidewalk. And then I turned under the bridge. There was homeless people running around. And then I saw a bunch of illegal aliens from Latin America. And then I turned into the office. But, I mean, it's just everywhere. And you could ask yourself all day why these folks have been brought in. Well, the globalists have got a big plan. And that's just basically where I sit here. And Morgan Freeman's telling you, because he's paid to say it, that it's the end of the world. And people know that we're awake to the establishment and to the deep state. So now they're trying to frame what that deep state is. And we'll talk about that deep state and Bill Maher's response to it when we come back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com and Band.video. And it's been a pleasure being here with you. I really appreciate everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to Infowars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Deception. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live here on this Sunday broadcast. Might be our last, folks. Who knows about me? Nuclear war tomorrow. I'm serious. It's been nice knowing everybody. I wanted to play a clip here. Base take on potential World War III draft. And I totally agree with what this man, this unknown man, has to say. This has gone viral to the establishment. I don't support your wars. I won't give my sons and daughters to you. You degenerate globalists. You can burn in hell. And I want to put Joe Biden's degenerate children and Larry Fink's degenerate children and Michelle Obama's degenerate children on the front lines. We're not going to die for these scum anymore. Here's the club.
I keep hearing that there's a draft coming. I want to know how many men in their 30s or 40s, when that door gets knocked on, are going to go fight for greedy and politicians that have been stealing our money and ruining our way of life for decades and die in a country halfway across the world for what? How many out there are going to go fight? Because I'm not. Them greedy politicians, fuck their war, fuck everything that they're about. I'll go sit in a jail cell for the rest of my life before I fight for these greedy fucking pigs.
All right, I want to get to the, quote, First Minister of Scotland who tells white people they're basically inherently bad. They need to open their borders up to Islamists in a moment. But I kind of want to play this 8.5-minute clip, but it's really annoying. And you know I'm even more annoying. I'll sit there and start and stop and analyze each piece of it. If you want to see it, it's on Infowars.com. Marr admits there is a deep state of bureaucratic tyrants, that's a quote, who ignore the people. But he literally says it's the bureaucracy. They're not directed by anybody. That's what Agenda 2020 is. That's what Agenda 2021, 2030 is. That's what the New World Order is. That's what their entire program of enslavement is. It's a worldwide corporate bureaucracy where they exempt themselves from the regulations to shut down their competitions. Great case point example. You were told you were non-essential under COVID because you were a small business, but all the big corporations, they stayed open, and they doubled their profits while, again, a large portion of our small businesses went out of business. So this is economic warfare. We don't stand up for ourselves. This is what we get. We're not politically informed. This is what we get. We're politically illiterate. This is what we get. But the fact that Bill Maher has to come out every week and admit a lot of this and then misdirect people shows that the establishment knows how incredibly popular the truth is. And so they've got to create something that looks like it so that people think, oh, the system's not totally corrupt. At least Bill Maher knows what's going on. At least Bill Maher understands what's happening. Now, I want to hit the COVID news that I mentioned. That's big. But first, let's get to this, because I've talked about this since Friday. I never got to these clips. This is the First Minister, that's the leader of Scotland, that's their president or prime minister's called, Humza Yousaf, and Elon Musk came out against him last week. And, man, I've got a bunch of clips of him, so it's really hard to decide where to start here. But let's just start with him. Let's just start with clip 16 from Friday. And then we'll get to clip 17. Here it is.
In the past, people in Scotland and across the UK have opened our hearts and our homes. We've welcomed those from Syria, from Ukraine and many other countries. Conference, we must do so again. There are currently 1 million people displaced within Gaza. So therefore, I'm calling today on the international community to commit to a worldwide refugee program for the people of Gaza. I'm calling on the UK government to take two urgent steps. Firstly, they should immediately begin work on the creation of a refugee resettlement scheme for those in Gaza who want to and, of course, are able to leave. And when they do so, Scotland is willing to be the first country in the UK to offer safety and sanctuary to those who are caught up in these terrible attacks. Conference, my brother-in-law is a doctor in Gaza. When we can get through to him on the phone, he tells us of scenes of absolute carnage. Hospitals running out of medical supplies.
Okay, so let's just stop right there. So you'd think he's the First Minister, he's in power, you know, he likes Scotland, which is now a socialist, communist hell state. But here he is saying there's not enough brown people, even though Scotland's 94% white, I mean, where can the white people be if not in their own country, lecturing them and beating them up, and that's all he does is race bait. Go to his Twitter account. He's like a brown Hitler. It's just constant attacks on white people, how they're bad, but do what he says, bring in more Muslims, open the gate up, and he'll be nice to you. And that's all this is. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. And his mother-in-law and his family, they're all there in Gaza. And hey, I'm not attacking you. I'm not Gazan. Just listen, Scotland isn't yours. Don't come here and piss on our face and tell us how we were mean to you and how because we're white, we owe you something. If we're so bad, why do you want to get in our country? White people, you enable guys like this. But when somebody calls you racist, like Black Lives Matter supporters, all the white people bowing down to black people that are just communist George Soros operatives. George Soros just hires a bunch of black people, has them go out and push total communism, total evil, and then people just bow down because they're black. You've seen the footage of people kissing black people's shoes over for George Soros, or you've seen them bowing down by the tens of thousands to black people. We're sorry, we're evil because of what color we are. That's literally telling white children they're bad because of what color they are. And then who runs it? The ADL. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the Carnegie Endowment, the CIA, they're the ones literally pushing this through Black Lives Matter, through these organizations that push the Islamic invasion and all of it. Just like Biden gave $6 billion to Hezbollah to go to Hamas. They are creating this, and then now they have these giant armies, they think. When they give a few orders, as Erdogan, the quote, leader, dictator, basically, of Turkey, comes out and says, the West is to blame, Europe's to blame, America's to blame, and you will pay. He knows he's got millions of his fighters in our countries. And he thinks if he activates them just to call you racist, you'll bow down to him. But if he activates them to blow you up, you'll sit there and say it's your fault and say you're bad. Let's go out to break with the First Minister talking about how bad it is that Scotland's white.
The Lord Justice Clerk, white. Every High Court judge, white. The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The Chief Constable, white. Every Deputy Chief Constable, white. Every Assistant Chief Constable, white. The Head of the Law Society, white. The Head of the Faculty of Advocates, white. Every Prison Governor, white. And not just Justice. The Chief Medical Officer, white. The Chief Nursing Officer, white. The Chief Veterinary Officer, white. The Chief Social Work Advisor, white. Almost every trade union in this country headed by people who are white. In the Scottish Government, every Director General is white. Every chair of every public body is white.
White. White. White. He says white like it's the N-word. White. 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 Cue up Letitia James, you can find it. Letitia James, you know.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments,
how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Trade union in this country.
White.
By people. Lord Justice Clark. White.
White.
Every High Court judge.
White.
The Lord Advocate. White.
White.
The Solicitor General. White. The Chief
Constable. Well, hold on. If I go to Pakistan, I know you're married to Palestinians. If I go to Pakistan, the Lord High Justice, Pakistani, brown. The President, brown. The Police Chief, brown. The Milkman, brown. The school teacher, brown. The lifeguard, brown. The soldier, brown. The auto mechanic, brown. But when you go to Scotland, the middle of the North Atlantic, white, 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 as they just flood. Oh, please, tell me white, we're sorry. Oh, please. Oh. But it's communists behind them creating that division, creating that guilt, creating that control. You go to Nigeria. And you walk into their government, and you go, hey, I only see black people around here. They're going to look at you and go, yeah, what the hell is your problem? It's our country. I'm sure if you're talented and smart and brought a bunch of stuff and helped the community for a while, they'd probably elect you to some office if you were white. But if you got up and said, I live here in Nigeria for 30 years, and I'm the first minister, the president, and you know what? You elected me the leader. All I see is black people. I see the head of the Senate, black. The head of the House, black. The head of the military, black. The head of the Agriculture Department, black. Black, 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 black. They would throw your ass out of there in 10 seconds. What's in Japan? Let's say your dad moved there and you're born there like this guy. And then they elect you to the prime ministership. And then you get up there in front of the Japanese. And you go, You put on your fake Japanese accent like he puts on his fake Scottish accent. You go, ha! Being funny here, but... Translated, I come here as your president. All I see is Japanese. The head of your navy, Japanese. Your head of Toyota, Mr. Toyota. Your emperor, Japanese. Your head of education, Japanese. Your head of energy, Japanese. I see too many Japanese. They would completely flip out and throw your ass out. Is there one Caucasian in the Japanese government? Zero. Is there one black person in the Japanese government? Zero. Is there one black person in the Chinese government? Zero. Is there one white person in the Japanese government? Zero. Is there one Mexican in the Chinese government? Zero. Is there one Jew in the Japanese government? Zero. 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 Is there one Jew or Muslim or non-black in major governments of Africa? Zero. 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 But sub-Saharan. Imagine you show up in Mexico and you get up and you say, I see too many Mexicans here. Everybody's laughing at us, folks. And Scotland's one of the worst. So is Canada. Because they just run up this flag. If somebody wants to be in your government, what do you offer? Like Vivek Ramaswamy, a lot of people don't trust him, blah, blah, blah. The point is he puts out great rhetoric. He's way better than the Republicans. He's anti-war. I say, hey, he's telling good things. I like him. He doesn't get up and say, too many white people in America. He says, I love America. What opportunity. It's so incredible. I think if Vivek Ramaswamy was the leader of Scotland, he'd go, I get up here and I see too many white people. What does that even mean? Because of our Christian ethos, the West is open to other groups. No one else is. No one else. If you're not from Brazil, you ain't running for office. If you're not from South Africa, you ain't running for office. And now because of the apartheid regime that was one evil being replaced with a new communist evil, it's even worse. Like, yeah, one former, I got skin cancer. How about brain cancer? It's even better. Either one's bad. Now it is. You've got to be black to be in government. They've passed laws where you can't become a dentist or a veterinarian. Just like BlackRock, 94%. No, it's 96, I'm sorry, globally, but 91 in the U.S. of all new hires since COVID have not been white in the Western world. Because you don't get hired. Doesn't matter your test scores. Doesn't matter how hard you work. And it's not to help the brown people. It's to set the precedent to where the government hires according to a database that isn't based on reality, the social credit score. And once that's in, it's game over. So we can't get mad at the, quote, brown people that are 97%, 93% of the world's population. 7% white. We have to see what's going on and see the ADL and see BlackRock and see the CIA for what they're doing. They see the majority's not white. Whites are open and trying to work with everybody because the Christian memory, we're not really Christian anymore, but it's that Christian ethos. And so they're using that against us. It's plain and it's simple, and that's all that's going on. Yeah, there's the headline. Corporate America promised to hire a lot more people of color. It actually did. Yeah, go to the first slide. 90%+ hired are not white. Imagine. It shows the graphs. Yeah, keep going. Show it. There it is. Look at that. Why did they hire 6% white devils? In fact, Israel just said everybody in Gaza is subhuman, including their farm animals. How about we call for all those white people to be killed? Of course, that's terrible and it's horrible. I don't support that. And I'm not even attacking Israel, man, but I'm not going to sell my soul for stuff like this. I'm not going to support bowing down to the Prophet Muhammad and going under the sword and bowing and doing all this. And I'm not going to support the current group in Israel that's in control. I don't know if they stood down or some other group did within their government, but literally saying, Isaiah 1, we are going to kill all of the brown people. But you know it's one more step to that with what the leader of Scotland's saying. White. White.
have jobs. Whites are here. Whites are... And I see it just as sick as Netanyahu. Saying, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the men, we kill their cows, we kill their sheep, we kill their donkeys. I played the clip earlier. You can't believe it's coming out of his mouth. So some six-month-old baby deserves it, but doesn't mean then. I go, oh, the Muslims are perfect too. Let me go grab them and kiss their ass. It's all part of a globalist dialectic. Israel's controlled by the devil. Islam's controlled by the devil. America's controlled by the devil. Europe's controlled by the devil. China's controlled by the devil. Africa's controlled by the devil. Latin America's controlled by the devil. Satan is in control of the planet. It's his. He's the fallen one. He's the Lord of this world. And he has control of the people at the top. And if you go against it, they come after you to shut you down. So I don't care if you're black, white, or brown. Or whether you're a Muslim or a Jew or agnostic or a Hindu. We have got to realize this larger evil plan to destroy humanity, and we've got to stand against it right now. And that means when the first minister literally sits there and uses the word white like it's a cuss word, like it's the N-word, and Netanyahu sits there and invokes Isaiah and says, we'll even kill their farm animals. You're going to kill a cow? Because the Palestinians, I mean, give me a break, man. Come on, dude. I stand against all this. I will not sell my soul for any of you people. So, Utland, and all these other people, I am just done with all of it. I'm disgusted. Because I can smell the death. I can feel the danger. And I have four children. And I plan to have a life. And I really have to sit back and watch it all in great danger, and your life in great danger as well. And I'm fundamentally extremely pissed. I am extremely pissed. I am beyond angry by all of this, and I just want it to stop. But only Christ can stop it, and only praying to God can stop it. It's all I've got's love for everybody. But I will not sit here and be told I'm bad because of how much melanin I have in my skin. And I will not sit there and hear that the Jews all need to be wiped out because of what they do, or that all the Palestinians need to be killed or kill the children. It's just, it's evil. And the fact that you're hearing this stuff out in the open, out of everybody's mouths, from the Scottish First Minister, from Netanyahu to the head of Hezbollah and Hamas, is dangerous. Chase Geiser is really a smart fella. He's going to take over here with Sunday Night Live. And I may just take a sabbatical. And don't complain. Complain, I'll never come back. I can't handle it. I can't do it. And I mean, I don't know. I just gotta get ready for nuclear war. We really reached the point of final broadcast here. Have fun, enjoy yourselves. But all the race baiting leftists, burn in hell. George Soros, burn in hell, you piece of filth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.